Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. It's nice to hear from you. We miss you in the studio here.
Yeah, I'd say I'll miss it as well, but, you know, not for long, hopefully.
Hopefully, eh? We just keep doing what we do. What have you brought us on the Mind Trench today?
First off, I'd just go out to shout out to Don's, right? I've done that now. Yeah, this has got to be one of my favourites of the year. I've never heard of it before.
Ooh.
And it's the annual Ig Nobel Prizes.
The annual what?
Ig? IG.
IG.
I don't know Instagram Ig. Or what, I couldn't. That doesn't really matter. The ceremony normally takes place at Harvard University, and its awards are handed out by real Nobel laureates.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Right, so it's not, you know, it's not a Mickey Mouse thing.
Yeah. I'm following.
The Science Humor magazine, Annals of the Improbable Research, if you want to find a good, like, science-based comedy magazine, that's the one.
That's your one. Okay.
Cool.
They said it, I just made that bit up.
Oh, I was totally, every
now,
time,
that,
I'm such
true.
A sucker.
But I've got to get it because I want to see some science humour.
Science humour sounds great. It sounds
anyway,
like exactly your cup of tea, Rob, I have to say.
They first said these awards should make you laugh, but then make you think. Right?
Ooh, okay.
Now, this is the one that got me interested in. It's a transportation prize. Now, remember, all these people got paid for this. All this research.
Okay.
Not like they were down a pub or they've gone mad because they've been in lockdown for God knows how long. This is real stuff, right?
Okay, I'm following. Real science, hard-hitting facts.
Robin Radcliffe and colleagues were determining by experiment whether it is safer to transport an airborne rhinoceros upside down.
What?
Now, when you first hear that, you think that just doesn't sound good, but it is, actually. This is the only one that makes any sense to me.
Well, it is safer to transport an airborne rhinoceros upside down. That's what the research
concluded. As opposed to the right way up.
When rhinos have to be moved because of conservation work to move them from between fragmented habitats in Namibia, no one had done a basic investigation to check if the tranquilized animals' heart and lung functions cope with flying upside down.
Right. I mean, it seems like one of those things that you should check. Is the animal going to be okay if we do it like this?
Yeah.
Hoist it over our shoulders and trudge it across the land.
When they first moved them, they used to have them laying down. But that affected their blood flow, which affected the lungs and the heart and all that.
Oh, no. You don't want that.
In collaboration with the Namibian Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism, they suspended 12 tranquilized black rhinos by their feet from a crane.
Oh my god.
And then they tested them. Now, first off, it wasn't the endangered rhinoceroses, which I suppose is about 5,500 of the black ones, black rhinos.
That's but still not a lot.
They did 12. That does seem slightly excessive to me. Like one or two. Like two, three
one
maybe.
Or two want to
well,
do it.
I was imagining, you know, like the things you can get with a ball bearings on a string and you move two and they go and they hit each
other. I do. There's flying rhinoceroses under. I feel like if you had to airlift a rhinoceros, that would be such a stressful job.
Some
of those things you're like, I didn't sign up for this at pilot school.
But, you know, I've got another couple I want to read out because they just amaze me. I love them so much. Right, Biology Prize, Suzanne Schlott, for analysing variations in purring, chirping, chattering, trilling, tweedling, never heard of that one.
Tweedling.
Murmuring, meowing, moaning, squeaking, hissing, yowling, howling, growling, and other modes of cat-human communication.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, I think anybody who's got a cat has probably done a little bit of those noises.
My cat doesn't make any sound except for purrs.
Really?
Yeah, it tries to meow, bless it, but it doesn't succeed.
Right, the Economics Prize. This Paulo Klavatsky for discovering that the obesity of a country's politicians may be a good indicator of that country's corruption.
Okay.
Spicy.
This is my favourite, right? This is the Peace Prize. I've seen a photograph of this geezer, right? Ethan Desiris and colleagues, not just him, for testing the hypothesis that humans evolved beards to protect themselves from punches in the face.
Sorry, they evolved beards to protect themselves from punches in the face.
To be honest with you, I mean, I don't want to shame anybody or anything, but I've seen a photograph of that bloke with the beard, and I'm not a violent person, but I could punch him.
All right, so that seems to fit the hypothesis then. Those are nice, wonderful, weird awards there. What were they called again? The IG Nobel Prize.
The Ig Awards. It's not IG. Ig Awards. Right, this is my last two.
Okay.
Physics Prize. Alessandro Corbetta and colleagues are conducting experiments to learn why pedestrians do not constantly collide with each other.
To learn why what doesn't collide with each other?
Sorry?
To learn why what doesn't collide with each other, Rob?
Pedestrians do not constantly collide with other pedestrians. Right? And finally, Kinetic Prize. Hisashi Murakami and colleagues are conducting experiments to learn why pedestrians do sometimes collide with other pedestrians.
What on earth? Oh my goodness,
Rob.
Right,
yeah, if you modify them, do you modify them, putting them in the same room?
Well, we're going to have to go and look these up later, I reckon, but...
Tell you what, I should have saved these, because if I'd done my what's true and what's not, you wouldn't have believed any of these.
No, absolutely wouldn't have. But I'm kind of glad you just brought them to us in their true form, because they sort of deserve to have their full moment in the sun there.
There's loads of them. I can't believe these people are getting paid for it.
Hey, you know that's what research is all about.
But I do it. No one gives me anything. So that's it.
Rob, have you brought us a poem today?
Yes, I have.
All right, let me hit this then.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Over to you, Rob.
Right, well, this is after Rachel made a comment about she could have been an archaeologist.
I did last week.
Show, and I couldn't... It was in my mind for ages and ages and ages, so I've written a poem. There we go. Rachel is New Zealand's Invercargill Jones. She discovered Mayan temples and dinosaur skelly bones. She wears that iconic hat but has no need for the whip. It can do more damage with a razor-like whip. And when she finds something, unlike the other idiot, it stays in that country where it belongs. And so, thanks, Rachel. Now can you play one of my songs?
Oh, thanks,
Very
Rob.
Nice.
That was lovely. I enjoyed that a lot. I'd like to be Indiana Jones without nicking everybody's stuff. You've actually sent us a very, very cool song today, courtesy of your mate Don's from Dead Famous People. It's an unreleased Dead Famous People track, which is a pretty huge coup.
Yes, sent to me yesterday, so thanks very much, Don's. It's so good, I wanted to share it with the rest of Auckland, and it's called Part Hater, and it's beautiful.
Part Hater. Hey, thank you very much, Rob. I hope you have a lovely morning, and we'll see you in the studio soon enough.
Yes, I will see everybody I know soon, I'm sure of it.
All right, take care. Ka kite.
Have a good one. See you later. Ta-da.
Are they better? Am I worse?
That is a brand new track, unreleased in fact, from Dead Famous People, courtesy of Rob bringing it to us this morning, and Don's. Huge thank you to Don's and Rob. We miss him in the studio, but hopefully he'll be back in soon.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.